Simon Reish Yud, Sif Yud with Sif Beis, Sif Cotton Yud Zion.
Yud Zion.
Remember
these thought
and lot.
No. They need it unlocked.
Okay. Doesn't add much?
They need it. I'll take care of it.
Okay. Thank you.
Good night. Yeah. Kishakhoizu Perlit. So again, the case over here, the Shulchan Aruch was dealing with the person who's tasting a food for the purpose of seeing if it tastes properly, not for the purpose of eating. And the Shulchan Aruch brought two opinions. The first opinion said that it's permitted even a large amount, even if you're going to up to Revius, even if you're going to swallow it. And the second opinion said, no, if you swallow it, you must make a bracha. And the whole heter is only if you're chayzer perlet.
What does pulit mean?
You spit it out. You don't actually swallow it. You're dying. Kishachayzer perlet, only if he actually, after he takes it in, he tastes it, he spits it out. So that they're going to permit, since your kabbalah is just for trying to see if it tastes properly. So you don't really have any benefit in your stomach. You only have a benefit in your mouth. You enjoy the flavor. You're not actually eating it. So that's going to be mutter.
What?
That's going to be mutter.
What?
To make a bracha because you're not actually swallowing it. Okay.
Well, whatever you argue, the samim. So the point of the samim is just to smell it. So that's the.
Okay, so it's a good question. Okay, so there is. Chazal clearly made a separate takana of Berchus Psamim, which there's no Hanos Meayim involved in it. But clearly over here by the world of Achila and Shtia, by following the idea of Achila, the purpose of Achila is V'chalta V'savota. So when a person has a certain amount of food in his stomach, there's some element of the benefit of that. If you have no food at all in your stomach, there's opinion saying that's not what Chazal Aser. That's not Chazal, well, Chazal prohibited eat without making a bracha, whereas by smell, its whole function is just to smell. Okay, now, what you're asking comes up interesting in the next step. People will put tobacco into a pipe, and they smoke it. Is that considered like the halacha of being toyim and being perlets? But over here you're doing it because you want to benefit from it, not just because you want to taste it. So the Magen Rama actually contemplates that you should have to make a bracha on it.
What? Boring.
Wouldn't?
No, you make everything over shahako.
Why? Water, putting what in a pipe?
Smoking a pipe. What, put tobacco in a pipe.
Like, I mean, Shakolmi Abidwar?
Even today, I mean, I can understand when years ago people didn't realize how.
That talks a lot because they're having their program in there. That's
even, years ago. They didn't know as much as we know today how tremendously detrimental tobacco is.
Can I not get involved with what sort of smoke? I asked what sort of smoke. The question is, do you make a bracha when you smoke? Okay. But all of the Achronim disagree with the Magen Rama and say that there's no, it's not considered an act of achila. The Chazal did not create any type of bracha on it. The question is, why don't you have to make a bracha of Brahmin Misamim? In other words, even though you don't need to make a bracha for the achila, that's not considered a form of achila, why don't you make a bracha on Psamim? So the answer most person give is because the smell is a horrible smell. Even though they put things in to make it smell better, but it itself intrinsically is a bad smell. So that's why you don't make a bracha on it. Okay.
I don't know how you can make a bracha on it at all. Bechlal, whatever.
Okay. Now,
it's like bracha on suicide.
It's not very clear, first of all, it's not very clear that when they did it 200 years ago, it was actually detrimental for your health. We don't know what it was like to live in a society where there was basically pollution-free, pollution considered a little soot out of your chimney and the smell of the animals. And that, for all you know, the lungs had the ability to take out anything negative which was in this thing and expel it out of your body. It wasn't detrimental. We have no idea. Yes, nowadays, we live in a compromised state of being in our lungs. Our lungs are bombarded with tremendous amount of pollutants, so the body is not able to expel whatever pollutants that tobacco adds, and it becomes negative for the body. You have no idea that we don't know necessarily it was negative for them at that point in time. There's no indication that they had tremendously large amounts of lung cancer based on smoking.
They, as I understand it, they even called them coffin nails back during the Civil War.
We don't have an indication that's something which was true. And, you know, when they're talking about the smoking which took place in Europe, we don't have an indication that people were walking around with tremendous amounts of cancer because of it. Okay. So now, according to the Shulchan Aruch, second opinion, if you're not swallowing it, so then even it's a larger amount beyond the Revius is going to not require a bracha. So a person who would chew food to grind it up to be able to feed it to a child afterwards, even though they're taking a large amount in, and beyond that of a revius or of a kazayas of a revius, but you're not swallowing anything. So that, therefore, there's no need for a bracha because you're not swallowing. Okay, so the remote end of a summer bracha is mahalka. So that means that if a person would swallow less than revius for the purposes of ti'ima, you make no bracha. If a person doesn't swallow even more than revius, you don't make a bracha. But now, but according to the second opinion, the first case, really, you should be making a bracha. So you're really entering if you do it, you don't make a bracha. But is it proper to do it or not? So the Mishabura in your test. So we have the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. Comes the Magen Rambam and says, no, that this is incorrect. Even if a person is balea for the purposes of te'ima, you need to make a bracha. So now we have a big problem. So according to the Magen Rambam, you're supposed to make a bracha. According to the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, you're not mechuyav to make a bracha, and if you do, it's a bracha lebatal. So according to the Magen Rambam, it's also to sing without making a bracha. According to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, it's also to make a bracha. Okay. Therefore, so the Mishabura, therefore, the Chayyadim says that in order to avoid the machloikas, the person is tasting it. So if he's tasting it, so according to the Magen Rambam, he's machloikas to make a bracha. According to the Ramah, he's not machloikas too, and he's also to make a bracha. So the Eitzah is have kavanah not just for timu, but not just for tasting it for flavor purposes, but have kavanah l'shem achilu. Have kavanah you want to enjoy it and eat it. So then according to the Magen, then the Ramah would agree in that situation that the Shulchan Aruch only said this halacha that you don't make a bracha something that you're swallowing if you're not doing it for achilu. You're doing it just because it's a way to taste the food. If you're doing it for the purpose of hanoas achilu, your goal being to get the benefit of the achila, of course you make a bracha. Said according to everybody else, everybody you can make a bracha, and you should make a bracha, and you will make a bracha, and then we've avoided the machlokes. Okay. Siman Reish Yud Aleph. Now the Mishnah over here brings an introduction to the siman. Let's see the Mishnah's introduction. So the siman over here is dealing with the lachas of kedima in brachas, and what gets precedence when you're making brachas of food. What should you say first? What should you say second? Etc. So the klolim get a little bit confusing. So one of the klolim we're going to deal with probably four or five different issues. Each one because it has seemed to have some significance to it, and actually it should have a right to go to the top of the list, the thing you make the bracha first. One is that certain things the Torah singles out as being special. These are things which Eretz Yisrael was blessed with. The Torah points out that Eretz Yisrael was blessed with these items. So it gives it a cheshiva. So these are special types of foods. And they should have kedima in their bracha. One reason. Second issue which we're going to deal with is something called chaviv. Something which a person finds to him is very dear. So he feels more excited about making a bracha. Now that's a cheshiva, is to make the bracha on the thing which you find more dear. So the fact that it's chaviv is significant. The third thing is we give a precedence to something which is a sholem over something which is not a sholem. Right? So we deal with that issue. The fourth issue we deal with is that there are certain, that a bracha in Chazal's mind, contrary maybe to our thought process, we would say, which bracha is the most kosher? The bracha which includes the most things is the most kosher of a bracha. Right? I have a bracha which only includes one food item. It's not as kosher of a bracha which includes all food items. So shakoni abi rosh be the most kosher of a bracha. Because also not like that. The more specific the bracha is, the great more chashivas it has. A, that indicates a chashivas for the food. A food which gets its own special bracha, obviously is a kosher of food, so maybe you should get a kadima as you're being makdim the food, not the bracha necessarily, but the food, and therefore you have to get a bracha first. And B, the fact that the bracha is so specific, in some way, it increases the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is so great, he creates everything. And, you know, the problem with saying, in our minds, not differentiating between things doesn't impact us significantly. Saying that many, many people were hurt is not the same thing as saying one individual was hurt and you described the way he was hurt, etc. So when I say that Hashem did a very special thing to create a more specific bracha, that gives the chashivas. A more specific type of bracha praises the Kodesh Baruch Hu greater. So we have the issues of chavivas, shleimus, shivas aminim, and the fact that a bracha is more specific or less specific. So now the question, so what gets the lachos of kedima? So that's going to be the issue we're going to grapple with. These four
issues.
Four different arguments, how they play out vis-a-vis each other. There's also the final argument is, you know, how much you take into consideration the fact that I'm not necessarily ready to eat this food. I don't want to eat this food. You know, so I sit on the table and there's this gorgeous, you know, olive on the table. I don't like olives. I'm not trying to eat any olives. So, yeah, but there's an olive there, you know. So you make a recreate on the olive instead of on the apple. I don't want to eat the olive, you know. So I'm creative to eat the olive because it's there, type of the question. Okay. So Mishenberg gives an introduction. Because the siman has many details. Okay, I'm going to give a small introduction. And this is the introduction. Tanan, we learned the Masechtas Brachos. He has different types of items in front of him. So Behuda said, if one of them is from the Shiva Saminim, so that's what you make the bracha. So if I have pomegranates and I have apples, I should make the bracha. The pomegranates, not the apples.
Even if you like the apples better.
We'll get there. We didn't get there. Right now you just said min shiva. Okay. So the chomim say that you should make a bracha whatever you want. Right? Now, that phrase, whatever you want, can be said in one of two ways. Whatever you want. That just means like it's unimportant. Or whatever you want. And I mean that which is more important to you. So it's the Ezra and Shigirtsa, it's ways to read that sentence. So we'll have to see what that means. Okay. Visa Gamor Omra Ula. Machloikas Kishma Bikhusayim Shabbos. This whole Machloikas is talking about that they have the same bracha. The example for Zayas with the poch, an olive and an apple. Yurasar min Shiba Adiv. So the Machloikas is, like Moshe Bera said, right? Yehuda says, even though this is the one that you want, this is the one which is chaviv to you, Yehuda says, min shiva trumps, right? And so the Zayas will trump, even though you like apples more than Zayas. Okay, the Chavim say, no, the chaviv is trumps. So if the olives are more, if the apples are more tempting to you and more interesting to you than olives, you make a bracha on the apple. There's another issue with Shulchan Aruch to deal with how you define Chaviv. Do you define Chaviv in general, to people in general, to this person in general, or this specific moment? Right? This person, in general, you ask him, what does he like more? He likes apples more than apples. Right now, granted, he happens to be in a mood for an apple. But his Chaviv is to an apple. So how do we look at that's also Machloikas. Okay, we'll see. Now, Ula says that this Machloikas is talking about a case with the same bracha. They're both eights. The machlokes is min shiva versus chavit. Al b'kashayin b'chasei in Shabbos. Let's say, however, the brachos are not the same. K'goin snoin v'zayis. So you have a radish, which is adamo, and you have an olive, which is oetz. So even though you happen to love radishes much more than you like olives, so your chavibus is to the radish. But since an olive is oetz and the radish is adamo, d'ibrekom avorach al eze al zeh b'chayzim avorach al zeh. So over there, you everybody agree that you would give the bracha on the min shiva, and then go on to the other one. Okay. Now, okay, so that's how Ula understands this look like. Now, what's the next step? Who do we paskin like? Rabbi Huda or the Chachamim? Hine yesh deyas v'poiskim, as v'chalik is in the poiskim. Who do we paskin like? Rabbi Meir and Poskim, Rabbi Huda, the min shiva adif. V'sem ha-shakasi b'sitah. The majority opinion is that min shiva is what trumps. Like Rabbi Huda says, so, even though the other one is more chaviv to you, min shiva takes precedence. However, the those who pass on to Chachamim, which is the minority opinion, that the main thing is Chavit. It was El Dasa Ramam Hamuva B'Sefeis, and that's the opinion of the Ramam, which the Shulchan Aruch brings in Sefeis. Okay. That's only a case where the brachas are the same. So brachas are the same. We have, according to the first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, you min Shiva, according to the second opinion, Chavit. Okay. Now let's say the brachas are not the same. So you have a radish and you have an olive. Okay. So what happens over there? Yesh deyes b'poiskim. There's two opinions in the poiskim. Yesh omrim. The kavanas ula. Ula said the mevorchazeh v'chazeh mevorchazeh. In other words, remember, when you're making, if the bracha is the same one, you're making one bracha. The shayla is you're making it on either the apple or the olive. So you say, okay, listen, you know, you have to decide what should you make the bracha on, either the apple or the olive. So we have a machlokes. Oh, we're making two brachas anyway. So what's the difference? Right? So that's one way to understand the ula. Like, you know, like he's saying there's no, the whole discussion is I'm making one bracha, and the question is, what item should I take to make the bracha? That's where the whole sugya of kedima takes place. But I'm making two brachas anyway. There's no halacha of kedima, one bracha over the other. There's no difference. Whatever you do, it is fine.
Well, hold on. I thought there was the
Hadama you were going to say?
No, I'm not going to say.
He was going to say.
Yeah, I understand. He was going to say that, but I don't want to get involved in it yet. We'll get to that. We'll take it step by step. This is one way to understand Ula. Ula is saying that the whole discussion is you're making one bracha. The question is, what item should you take for the bracha? If you're making two brachas anyway, there's no difference what you do. I don't care what you say first. You say Adama first, you say Ha'etz first, you say the olives first, you say the radishes first. It doesn't make a difference. That is one way to understand the ula. That exists. Okay? It's a fact. Okay. Yesh, Armin, the Kabbalah Sula, Mashom, Dibre, Koma, Varachazem, Chazem, Varachazem. Ha'ainu. The Kima, Shem, Bechaseim, Shabbos. Ve'nechon, Poitach, Amera. It's not the same bracha, and one is not patrick the other anyway. Therefore, Lo Shach, Zel, Zaklau. It's two different actions. One does not do the other. I can tell you a case where the Zayas is the Chaviv and Zayas is the Min Shiva, and I couldn't care less. It's a Eitz, it's a Chaviv and it's a Min Shiva. It's irrelevant. The whole discussion is not relevant. It's only relevant when you're discussing which item do you pick to make the bracha. Making two brachas anyway, who cares? That's how some people understand it. Okay.
The Yesh Armin,
the Kabbalah Sula. Some say that Ula means the Dibre Kol Yochel Avorach Al Eza Shir Tzitchila. What he meant to say is, no, we give you the right to choose, and therefore we assume you're going to choose the Chaviv. And we tell you Avorach Mimela Al Chaviv Etzloy. And the point of Ula was that you should make that over here Chaviv takes precedence. Everybody agrees the Chaviv takes precedence when it's two different brachos. So that's the two ways to learn Ula. And both opinions are brought in halacha. Okay, there's two ways to learn, and both are brought in halacha. Okay. And then we have to decide what's called chaviv. Is it based on what he normally prefers, or what right now he desires? That's two ways to understand chaviv. So we have many layers of this that we have to figure out over here. Okay. Now, this is all brought in halacha. Mr. Burr is going to go as he goes through. We'll try and give us some type of practical halacha lemaisa. What do we do? But he's just introducing over here the layers of the question which we have to peel away to figure out over here. Yes, pun intended. Okay, now a new point. Kalakanim pasik in a case where you're giving precedence to min shiva, so the precedence is based on the order in the pasik, which means. whatever is earlier in the pasuk. Kol kadam pasuk eres klita b'sara hamadaber shom shivta shel Eretz Yisrael. The pasuk was, which is giving the praise to Eretz Yisrael. It talks about many things. It talks about seven things, but it doesn't talk about seven things. And one, it actually divides up to five and then two. Eretz chito sara zeis, right. Eretz zeis shemen udvash. So it says Eretz twice. And there's an order in the pasuk. So the order in the pasuk is chito and sara. Chito and sara are going to represent for us all of the five types of grain. Because Chazal say that spelt is a form of, it's a min chito, it's a min of wheat, which is, I pointed out to you, that the United States government passes like that opinion, right? You have a part of the requirements for something for allergy purposes. You have to write on, if it has wheat, it contains wheat. You have to write it contains wheat. If it contains spelt, you must write contains wheat. That's what the government requires. Mm. You know, so you don't doesn't say you don't write contains spelt. You write contain, it says to say on the box contains wheat. Okay. Then the Chazal also say that sa'ara, which is barley, also includes oats and rye. So they're considered something similar to barley. So that's in regards to the laws of climb, etc. So therefore, chito sara really includes the five species of grains. Then, after that, let's ignore the five species of grains for a second. There are five fruits, which are mentioned. Geffen, tena, rimoin, zei, shemen, udvash. So there's an order of precedence. So geffen goes before tena. Tena goes before rimoin. So so again, if we're saying that we're giving kedima to min shiva over chaviv, so what about a case where they're both min shiva and one's chaviv? I don't care if it's mentioned earlier in the pasuk. That's back to the rule that min shiva, if you hold min shiva, it trumps. So it trumps the order of the pasuk as well. So if I have a geffen and a teino. Right? So I said, I happen to like tainas more than I like grapes.
Grapes.
Okay, doesn't make a difference. According to this argument, if grapes are mentioned first, they get kedima. Again, if you hold chaviv trumps. If you're saying that no, then min shiva trumps. But maybe over here, they're both min shiva, chaviv should play a role. No, it doesn't play a role. It's based on the order of the pasuk and the vizehu. If you hold min shiva, it's telling the order of the pasuk. But, kamakam zayas sukarim legefen. But since it says the word Eretz twice, so Eretz Zei Shemen, which is referring to olives, so it comes out the word Zayas is closer to the word Eretz than the word Geffen is. Because Zayas is right after the word Eretz. Okay, so now it comes out that really the order is Zaysim and then Timorim, because Dvash Chazalasa means Dvash of Timorim. Because those are one and two after the word Eretz. And Geffen and Tena Yirman are 3, 4, and 5 after the word Eretz. Okay. Mishun the Chazin and Shechil because of Eretz Pam Sheni. Eretz Shemen Udvash. Nimshad the Zayas or Rishon Samach Eretz Pas. So it's the first one next to the second Eretz. The Geffen and Rak Shlisha the Eretz Kama. And Geffen is number 3 to the first Eretz. Okay. Good. Rapi Eitz, Rapi Adama, Kaiman the Shahako, but yes, a Pratim Yivura, call it Bafinim. If I have a choice between a Rapi Eitz and a Shahako, or a Rapi Adama and a Shahako, Rapi Eitz or Rapi Adama gets precedence over Shahako. Now, Rapi Eitz or Rapi Adama, the Mishmur did not discuss yet. Okay? We have a lot of common knowledge about that, but let's sort of like put that on hold and see as the Sif unfolds what exactly the halach is. Okay. It's a long simon. It's not such a long simon, but a lot of Shabur in the simon. There are many different types of fruits in front of you. So the first opinion, again, the Mishabura said that we're going to divide up these two opinions, whether we give precedence to Min Shiva or to Min Chaviv, in Sif Aleph and Sif Peh. Sif Aleph is going to say Min Shiva, Sif Peh is going to say Chaviv. Okay. So that right now, all we know about is Min Shiva. So if one of the fruits is Min Shiva, it gets precedence. Maktim Min Shiva, you give that precedence. I'll be Shein al Chaviv Kamoya Min Riach, even though it's less Chaviv. So I happen to like, I'm eating apples, I happen to like apples more than grapes. You make your Rapi Eitz on the grapes, according to this opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Min Shiva. If none of you have an apple and an orange. Neither one is min shiva. So matim achaviv, you give precedence to the chaviv. The point is going to say over here that you give the milah to chavibis. That might be even though the other one is a sholem. Okay. Now, v'imein berachas em shabbos. However, if they're not the same bracha, so the question is not which item is going to be the one who's going to be moitzi the other ones. Which one's going to be the item? I'm making bracha both of them anyway. I feel yesh behen mi min shiva. Even if one of the two is min shiva, you're going to snow in b'zayis. You're having a radish and an olive. So meaning now radish is a dhamma and an olive is a eitz. So even though the zayis is min shiva, eitzim mehem shiir tzayaktim. I feel in a chavit. So I can give precedence to either one, whatever I want, even if I happen to like olives more than radishes. So olives have over here the advantage of being min shiva. Olives have the advantages of being chaviv. Olives have the advantage of being a brepio eitz. Irrelevant according to this opinion. Do whatever you want. Doesn't make a difference. Okay. Now, v'yeshar mim shagam b'zeh tzorach l'haktim ha-chaviv. The second opinion says no. The pshat in the Gemara that Ullah said that you can do whatever one you want, it meant that we assume that you're going to pick the chaviv. His point was, in a case where there are two different brachas, so then it's not defined by min shiva, it's defined by chavivus. So if I happen to like radishes more than olives, I should make a bracha on the radishes. If I happen to like olives more, I should make a bracha on the olives. But it only depends on chaviv. Chaviv becomes the only criteria according to this opinion. Now, what's called chaviv? Vinikra chaviv. The definition of chaviv is not what you want right now, what in general you prefer. So I happen to prefer in general, I happen to like apples more than grapes, right? Well, that's another thing. So I happen to like radishes more than olives. Right now I'm really in a mood of an olive. So right now my olive is the chaviv. It doesn't make a difference. Radishes is chaviv. You should, according to this opinion, you're maktib the chaviv. Okay, let's see the face. Well, the Rambam, however, according to the Rambam, this is all according, not like the Rambam. And this is the majority of the poskim say that within 1 min, the hachra is min shiva. Within 2 minim, the hachra is chavivus. Chavivus is defined by general chavivus. So 3 points. Within 1 min, it's min shiva. 2 minim, chavivus is the precedence. And the precedence is based on what is normally chaviv. 3 points, okay.
What do you mean by within 1 min, within 2 min, mori priha eitz and mori priha dama?
Within one category, yeah, within one category. Mori priha eitz, mori priha dama.
That's within 2 min.
With two different brachos.
Yes.
Yeah.
Both mori priha eitz and mori priha dama.
Right. Hakra means a decision. The Rambam, however, according to the Rambam, he paskins, not like the Rabbi Huda, he paskins like the Chachamim, that the issue is we give the precedence to Chavivus, even if within one type of bracha. Bein shebrach same Shabbos, bein shenem Shabbos. So whether the bracha is the same, bracha is not the same, it doesn't make a difference. You always give precedence to Chavivus. So, A, he's saying with one type of bracha, you give precedence to Chavivus. B, he's saying within two different brachas, you also get precedence to chavivus. Not like we said over there, do whatever you want. Okay. Bein sheyesh b'hem mimin shiva. Bein shehin b'hem mimin shiva. Even though there's a min shiva, it doesn't make a difference. Chavivus always trumps. And, makti machavim loy oz, goes to shore. And the Rambam says the definition of chavivus is based on what you want right now. So the Rambam is arguing, we don't differentiate between two different brachas. The Rambam is saying that we decide chavivus over min shiva. And the Rambam is saying that the definition of chavivus is based on what you want right now. So he's arguing on all 3 points that we said before. Right?
So in other words, no matter what you do, you're wrong.
Okay. Okay, now, if he made a roitza b'zeh, yosim is b'zeh. We said in the first sif, that 3 points of the first sif. 3 points of the first sif, within one bracha, let's say rapier eights, you give precedence to min shiva. The Rambam says, no, you don't. You give precedence to chaviv. We said that a case where it's two different brachas, so then we have two opinions what you do. According to one opinion, do whatever you want. And some Rishonim says, well, one Rishonim says it's based in Chavivis. The Rambam says it's based on Chavivis. And the third point we said in the first sif was that the definition of Chavivis is what you want in general. And the Rambam says it's based on what you want right now. So he's arguing clearly on the first point. He's arguing clearly on the last point. In the middle point, there's two opinions. He's picking one of the two opinions. Okay.
We need a chart.
Now, however, the Rambam does agree to the following. In a case where you have no chavivis, neither one is chaviv to you. Right? You're just as equally like the apples as grapes. No precedence one over the other. You've never given a preference to one, and right now you have no preference to one over the other. You're just in the mood for both. Then, that's the only time where Shiva Siminim will play a role according to the Rambam. So these are the two opinions. Now what do we do? Vas Tutmin.
And
the Mishabur is going to say that we follow Chavivus. We follow the opinion of the first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. And you notice the way the Shulchan Aruch presents it. Okay? Shulchan Aruch presents the first opinion as Stam. The second opinion, he gives a name. He says, there's a law, and the Rambam holds da-da-da-da-da. So that's when the Shulchan Aruch presents it like that. He's basically telling you, this is the halacha. And yeah, this Rambam wasn't like that. So if you do like that, you have a Rambam to be sorry about. But if you ask me what to do, I'm telling you, this is the halacha. And the Rambam holds not like that. That's how we understand most of Kharnam, Paschal, like halacha l'maisa. Okay.
What do you mean? You lost me. Most halacha l'maisa, according to who?
What should we do? What is the Shulchan Aruch telling me to do? So the Shulchan Aruch is telling me, listen, halacha is A, B, C. And the Rambam happens to hold not A but X, and not B but Y, and not C but Z. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch doesn't present like that. It doesn't present the two opinions. It presents the halacha is A, B, C, and the Rambam holds X, Y, Z. That's what the Shulchan Aruch writes. That language means this is the halacha, and the Rambam has to be an interesting opinion. Which you know, if you follow the Rambam, there's a Rambam, but you know, but that's not, he's not presenting as two equal sides. That's not how you talk when you're presenting two equal sides.
Okay. So he's saying that essentially you can ignore the Rambam is what it sounds like, almost like he's saying.
I'm not saying you could ignore the Rambam, you should ignore the Rambam. What I'm saying is the halacha is A, B, C. And then, yes, there is an opinion which disagrees. When I say the language, what am I telling you? I'm telling you two opinions? I'm not telling you two opinions. I'm saying the halacha is this. And I know somebody argues it's the name of the Rambam, and he says X, Y, Z, and I know about that. But this is the halacha. That's what that phrase means. That's how we normally understand the Shulchan Aruch when he writes that.
Does he do this all the time?
The general rule, the Shulchan Aruch, which we have in the room, the Shulchan Aruch presents, when the Shulchan Aruch presents multiple opinions, he has different ways of doing it. Sometimes he'll write like this, Yesh Aymrim, Yesh Aymrim. Some say this, some say that. So then he's putting the two on equal footing, right? Sometimes he'll write the halacha, and Yesh Aymrim, and some say that. So what is he telling me? This is the halacha. And that's standard halacha. And yes, there is another opinion. So then he's not putting them in equal footing. So we actually differentiate in the following way. If he says Yesh Aymrim and Yesh Aymrim, we assume actually the second one is in that type of presentation, the second one is preferred.
Hmm.
When he says the halacha and Yesh Aymrim, the first one is preferred.
Okay.
That's how we normally do. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah, let's touch some of the Mishnah Berurahs. Sivkan Aleph. Hoyer Lefonov. Now, Vadavke Shagam Daito Hoyer Lechuk Mikula. This is all talking about you're planning to eat apples and olives. Or Hoyimain Kulam Lefonov. But if they're not all there, or Shain Daito Lechuk Mikulam, or you're not planning to eat all of them, even if they are there, Ain Shaykh Bezed Din Kadima. So then the whole issue of Kadima is irrelevant. I'm not forced to eat olives because they're on the table if I'm only planning to eat an apple right now. Or I'm not forced to eat grapes if I only want to eat an apple. But there's grapes there, so you must make a brach on the grapes because it's min shiva. No such halach. Okay. Another scenario which will come up, we'll see that sometimes by giving the bracha to one, you're going to generate some halachic suffic brachas on the other one. So then you have a right to flip it around because of the issue of because of that issue. We'll see some examples of that. Okay. Okay, Birchus Seim Shabbos, Yesh B'neim, Kigana Novim Tepuchim. So the example in Jesus, we have grapes and apples. So what the Shulchan Aruch says, you prefer the Min Shiva. What's the Min Shiva? Min Shiva means the seven things which Eretz was praised with. You see where it's Chitu Sar, Begevim, Sin Over Rimon, Eitzer Shemen Hudvash, Eitzer Shemen Hudover Echod. It means Zayin Shoysin Shemen. It doesn't mean the oil, but it means the olive which makes the oil. The Vash handled to Morim, and the Vash is referring to honey made from dates. Shoysin Mehem Dvash. So, an example of this would be, let's say, would come up, it's in the case which comes up, let's say, is the night of Rosh Hashanah, right? So, you're planning to have dates, because it's a simon shiyatamo sonenu. Tomer is a simon shiyatamo sonenu. Our enemy should be ended. And you're planning to have an apple, because we have an apple and dip an apple in the honey, right? Shanatayva matuka, right? So, what do we make the bread? Pireitza. Oh, let me make a rebate on the apple. Right? That's what everybody does, right? Well, but yeah, but if you have your dates on your table, dates are for Min Shiva and apples are not Min Shiva. So you should give precedence to the date as opposed to giving precedence to the apple. Okay. If you have pomegranate
seeds,
and you have dates, again, so we're going to give precedence to the dates, because dates are mentioned. Number two, after the second Eretz, they're number two. And Rimon is Gefen V'Tena V'Rimon, it's number five. It's so this is number two and this is number five. If I have a fig, it's also similar by figs also, right? So again, dates will take precedence. I don't know about a simon from olives, but I'm sure that somebody came up with one. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Makdim min shiva." The first opinion says you give presents to the min shiva. Feel the huchatzi priva shar heim shleimim. Even if the min shiva is not a shalim and the other ones are shleimim, so still you give precedence to the min shiva. Okay. Mimshneim min echad. Now let's say. They're both the same item, the same actual fruits. Shiva saminim, or shishneim enam min shiva. Neither one is min shiva, or either one is min shiva. So then makdim a sholem. So then you give precedence to the one which is a sholem. Filam a chatzi chav of yoser sholem adav. Even if you happen to prefer the chatzi right now, we still give precedence to the sholem. Now you have to understand what he means, that you know, if they're both the same min, so they're both apples. So you have a situation where they're both apples, right? So, but it happens to me I like one type of apple more than the other, or you know, they're both grapes, but I happen to like Concord grapes more than I like, say, you know, purple grapes more than I like white grapes. So, but happens to be that the white grapes are a sholem and the purple grapes is only a chatzi, so I'd give precedence to shlemas over chavivas. So then we said, you give min shiva b'shein chaviv love, shemalas min shiva other, because min shiva takes precedence over chavivas. If, however, there's no min shiva, you give precedence to chaviv. And the definition of chaviv is like what you usually like. If, however, the brachas are not the same brachas, since one is not being used to be much of the other one, says, well, this is better, I should make the bracha be much of the other one with it. I'm not being much anyone with it. Each one's doing its own bracha. So you eat whatever you want. Rosh. Okay. For example, now, this is all talking about whether one of them is Brei Pi Eitz, one is Brei Pi Adam. What about in the scenario where one of them is Brei Pi Eitz or Pi Adam, one of them is a Shahakal? But we do get precedence between a Shahakal and a Ha'etz, So you don't say whatever you want. No, you should give bracha, the Brei Pi Eitz or the Brei Pi Adoma will take precedence over the Shahak.
Even the Shahakal is more chaviv?
Even if the Shahakal is more chaviv.
Like you've got a nice piece of meat versus, you know, a cherry or an apple. I really want the meat.
Right. So you would still make the bracha. According to this, you still make a bracha on the eitz. Yeah. Now, the first opinion over here was that the Rosh is saying do whatever you want between eitz and adama, do whatever you want. It doesn't make a difference. Second opinion said no. The point was, since once I let you do whatever you want, you're going to pick the chaviv, and therefore the point the Rosh Hashanah over here is pick the chaviv. So you give the kedima to the chaviv test. Say Yisharim and the tefillah. The gam is there. Shaiach ma'alus kedima of the work. Amin echad kila. So there is, even though it's two different brachas, so I'm not being using one to be moitzi the other. So I'm giving chashivas to one over the other. Well, the fact that I'm making the bracha first is a chashivas as well. Well, sfirah d'lo matiminim b'zeh min shiva, but it doesn't override min shiva. El chaviv. I'm sorry, no. In the case of two different brachas, so then it's the opposite. Min shiva drops its importance, and chavivus takes the place. But the chaviv becomes more important.
Okay. Why was that? Why is the chaviv more important?
And the second opinion holds that this whole machlokes is all talking about, and we pass a min shiva according to Shulchan Aruch. It's talking about within one bracha, within her eitz, that this should be the one that you make the bracha on. You have a grape and you have an apple, so that makes sense. That the grape should be the one that's one of the types that you're eating, one of the types of things that Eretz was praised about, described as having the chashivas of having grapes. That's about what you're making a bracha. Fine. The idea of making when it's two different brachas and one's not being moed to the other, you make a bracha on both. It's a different type of concept of kedima. It's not the same logic with kedima as the first one. Here the kedima is almost a certain sense, not in the bracha, but in the fruit. I.e., I'm making one bracha. So, what fruit should I use to make that bracha? Should I use the grape or should I use the apple? So it's like, grapes were what the Torah described as something unique and special, whatever it's Israel. The Pasuk talks about tapuchim, it's not that they didn't have tapuchim, but it didn't describe that the chashivas there all have tapuchim. So there's a chashiva, so that's the right thing to make the bracha. Oh, you're making two brachas anyway. So now it's a new type of svara. But one should go first. Not that which one should be moed together, but one should go first. Okay, so there the logic Chazal said, what you want to eat should get what you want to eat, and that's the chavivis to you, that's what you're praising Kodesh Baruch about right now, that should get its kadima. That's what the Shita holds. If they're both equally likable to him, okay. Then also baruch min shiva tchila. Then you're right. That's only we would give precedence to min shiva. Why mashkasav mishabrus of cotton tez chavzayim b'shem agro? Why berlocha mashkasav b'shem acharim? The ikir kli yeshamim hazeh shudasar b'poiskim. That we give precedence to the chaviv. So why not follow the second opinion? The first opinion says do whatever you want. The second opinion says give ma'alos to chavivus. So I mean, the first opinion is they're fine with that, right? Why not? So you might as well do that. Fine. So what the definition of chavivus is what you normally prefer. Min haragel. The mashu diber poiskim leisnai kach. If haragel min shiragel liyos tamid chaviv alav. So what you should do is make the bracha on the one that normally you prefer. Eat a little bit because you made a bracha on it. Then go consume the one that you like better. So that you're giving a certain precedence in the order of achila. And then you go back to the other one. Even though right now you happen to prefer the other one. If there is an opinion that says chav is defined by what you want right now, so I can't say you're wrong if you follow that opinion. Okay, let's just finish up these two more Mishnah Berurahs. We should see, we'll see the Ber Lachos best, and we'll love the Ber Lachos tomorrow. Makdei Mechavim, Yud Beis. Polagal Dei Rishon, Asir Lo Dechavim, Odef Lo Eilam. The Rambam holds that you always give Chavibus the precedence. After Berchaseim Shabbos, V'yesh Ben Min Shiva, Chavim Kedem Lo Verchavim. Even though they're both the same bracha, and one is a Min Shiva, tough luck, the main thing is Chavibus. Beis Yishroh, and the Rambam says it's based on what you want right now. Gam is a polygon there. Rishon, he argues on that point as well. We still the nick and the chabib, masha chabib will love Tomid, ela masha chabib will love Bessishu. Okay. Mas Mistim is a chabib, the ikra, kadeh Rishon, she das Rebbe Peskin. But the ikra is like the deh Rishon, that the precedence is given to Min Shiba, not to Chabibis, because that's das Rebbe the Peskin, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch, the way he presents it, he presents the first opinion as Stam. And the second opinion is the sheet of the Rambam. That's the way he presents it. That indicates that he's giving precedence to the first sheet. Okay.